Okay, we are on Nun Vav Amud Beis. We are 5, 6 lines from the top. We are discussing how Rabbi Yehuda knows, how we know that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold from Brera. That's what we're discussing right now. Today's shiur is Lord Ili Nishmas, Carol Bas Shlomo Zalman, Menachem Mendel Ben Baruch Yehuda, and David Tzvi Ben Dov Mordechai. And the shiur is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal. Today we are going to finish Nun Vav, and hopefully we'll do Nun Zayin as well. And on Friday morning, after Tisha B'Av, we'll pick up with Nun Zayin, with Nun Ches, and we'll be right on time. So, the Gemara was discussing, how do we know that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of Brera? So we tried yesterday one story, we said, no, it wasn't a Raya. Now we're going to try again. And the Gemara said, Ella Midatani Ayo. Rather, we'll know that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold from Brera from the discussion of Ayo. The Brice of Ayo, the Tani Ayo, because Ayo learned as follows. We remember from Ervin, this is Ervin Gemara, we remember from Ervin that a person has 2,000 amos of his tchum. If he wants to extend that, he can put his makam shavisa 2,000 amos from where he is, and then he can walk another 2,000 amos from that direction. He walk another 2,000 amos from that direction. So he gets a total of 4,000. Let's say he does that on the eastern side of the city, so on the western side he can't walk anything, because he moved his entire area to the east. Let's say there's a Rav coming to the town for Shabbos. He's coming to give a shiur, and he'd love to go, but he's not really coming to this town. He's coming, he's going to be 3,000 amos away, or 4,000 amos away. So he wants to be able to go to hear the Rav. So what does he do? He's not sure if he's coming from the east or the west. He's not sure where he's coming. So he sets up two eras, one on the east and one on the west. And he says to himself, I'm not going to find out till Shabbos morning, till I get to Shul. No one's going to know which town he's in. So I'll put two heirs, one on the east, one on the west. Then, Shabbos morning, when I find out, I will say, that's my Eruv. Everyone holds that's fine. Only one Rav is coming. Only one Magachir is coming. And Rabbi Yehuda is going to agree that that's fine. However, let's say there are two Ravs coming. There are two Ravs coming. One's coming from the east, one's coming from the west. You're not sure which one you're going to want to hear. You want to get the feedback first from the Chevra before you decide which one you're going to. So what do? You set up two Eruvs, one on the east, one on the west, and you say, on Shabbos morning, after I hear all the feedback, then I'll decide which one I'm going to go to, and then I'll decide which one is my Eruv. Now, we know your Eruv has to be established on Shkia. Before Shabbos starts, you have to have your Eruv. You can't make an Eruv on Shabbos. So how's this working? It's working through Brera. On Shabbos, right now, I am going to say that what I did Friday is valid on the eastern side or on the western side, and then the other one is not my Eruv at all. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, that's a problem. That you're not allowed to do because he doesn't hold with Brera. And the Gemara is going to ask, what about the first case? When there's only one Chacham coming, why is that not a problem? The Gemara will answer that. So the Tani Ayo, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eina d'masnal shnei devarim ke'echad. You can't make two conditions like it's one thing. You can't do that. Ella, meaning you can't set up two Eruvs. You can't set up two Eruvs for two different Chachamim, and you're going to decide which one you're going to want to do on Shabbos morning, and that's retroactively going to have an effect. You can't do that. Ella, im b'chacham l'mizrach, if the Chacham comes on the Mizrach side, Eruv l'mizrach. Your Eruv's on the Mizrach. L'mayruv, if it comes to the Mayruv side, Eruv l'mayruv. Your Eruv will be there. Avol l'kan u'l'kan lo. You can't have both. You can't make both. V'havinan ba. And we ask an Eruv in the following question. Maishna l'kan u'l'kan de lo. How come you can't do that? According to Yehuda. De'ein Brera. Because it doesn't hold a Brera. That's why you can't set up two Eruvs for two Chachamim. So the obvious question is, Nami Ein Brera. So if there's one Chacham coming, and you set up an Erev on the east and the west, and you say to yourself, in the morning I'm going to decide which one's my Erev, Rabbi Yehuda said that's okay. How come that's okay? Isn't that a Brera problem? On Shabbos morning you're deciding where your Erev was as of Shkia from yesterday. So isn't that a Brera problem? There's only one Chacham coming, right? Isn't that a Brera problem? So Gemara says, it's not a Brera problem. You know why? From Rabbi Yochanan, kishekvar b'chacham. The Chacham came already. The Chacham was there already. The Chacham was in town before Shabbos. You just don't know where he is. You happen to not know. You don't know the facts. It's not a Be'er. You're saying as follows. If the Chacham's coming to the east, that's where my Erev is. If he's coming to the west, that's where my Erev is. He's in one of those two places. He's already here. On Shabbos morning, they'll tell him, by the way, you know he's in the east. Oh, that's my Erev. That was the condition I made. That's my Erev. That's not Breira. Because it's known in the world where he is. You just don't know. All it is you'll be just clarifying the facts that were concealed. That's all it is. That's not a Breira problem. However, if it's two Chacham coming, and you say, I'm going to decide tomorrow which one I want to go here, and then I'll make up, that's Breira. That's no good. What do you see from here? Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a Breira. Now, the Hashtadar Rina and Lord Yehuda ain't Breira. Now that we've established that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a Breira, so then let's go back to the Yom Kippur. Haksiva Islay, so he has no problem writing down. We thought that in the beginning, he thought that writing would be ineffective. Therefore, he said, don't write. But now we're saying, that's not the reason. The reason has to do because it doesn't hold a Breira. So then, Yom Kippurim Nami Nevet Shrei. So why don't you write two stands, V'nichtov Alayhu, and write on them? Why don't you have two stands now? We thought the reason you don't have two stands was because the Yehuda said, you're going to get mixed up. I want you to write down which one's which. Nobody looks at writing. Now he said, that's not the reason. The reason he didn't want writing was because he didn't hold for Breira. So now back, that was by the birds. So now back to Yom Kippur. So I teach you have two stands and write. This is for the Seir, this is for the Par. Everybody will look. Everybody reads. So the Gemara answers, Mishum Chulshu the Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol is very weak. So, Lava Daite. Since the Kohen Gadol is very weak, he might not focus. He might not focus, he's weak, he's old, he's been fasting, he's been up all night. So he's not going to read, what does that say? He'll just put anything anywhere. So because of that fear, Rabbi Yehuda says, rather only have one stand. Don't have two. Because if you're not going to say that, below Ksiva Nami, you don't even have to have writing. There are other ways that the Kohen Gadol is not going to get mixed up. Other ways, you know how? High Nafish for High Zuter. The bowl of the par has much more blood in it than the bowl of the goat. Because it's a bigger animal and more blood came out. So anyway, you're not going to get mixed up. V'chi ten v'loma kabale kule. So what do you want to tell me? The Kohen Gadol didn't fill up the whole bowl. Only a little bit. So therefore, the two bowls have the exact same amount of blood. First of all, that's not possible. From Rabbi Yehuda, Hashokhe Tzorekshi Yekabal is called Dam HaShalpar. You have to receive all the dam. You can't stop in the middle and walk away. So there's going to be more dam in a par than in the bowl of the par than in the bowl of the seer, because there's more blood in the animal, the bigger animal, right? Shneimar v'yetz called shashoche tzarich shikabel is called dam shel par. Shneimar v'yetz called dam par yishpoch al yisrael b'zbeach. You have to do it. V'chi teima dilma mishtapech minei. Maybe it spilled out. Maybe some of the par blood spilled out, and now the two bowls have virtually the same amount inside, and there's no way for the kohen gadol to know. Still can know. You know why? High chaviv, high sumak. The blood of the goat is pale, and the blood of the par is strong. Like we said, the blood of the par looks like gold. It's deep, dark red. So that can't be. Even without the ksiva, there are other reasons why the corn metal is not going to get mixed up to the two bloods. They don't even look the same, and they probably don't have the same amount of blood in them. So the Kohen Gadol really won't get mixed up. Ella, what's the answer? Mishum Choshu the Kohen Gadol, Lava Daite. He's not focusing on these things. The shade of the red and how much is it? He's not focusing. He's very tired and he's fasting and it's difficult. Hachanam, we see here too, by the stands, Mishum Choshu the Kohen Gadol, Lava Daite. Since he's weak, he's not reading what's written on these things. Therefore, there's still a chance that there'll be a mix up. Therefore, only have one. And that's why, according to Yehuda, there was only one. Hahu denakas kamed de Rava. There was somebody who was davening for the Amid in Rava Shul. He was davening for the Amid, it was Yom Kippur. And Rashi points out, interesting Rashi, he says, Shech Tzibor denakas kamed de Rava. The Shech Tzibor was davening in front of Rava. So Yomer, Seder Yom HaKippur mitfila, and he was reciting the Seder Yom HaKippur with davening. Kemosha ana Omer, just like what we do. Right, not that much changed since Rava. Right? Also sitting there in Yom Kippur afternoon, going through the Avoda. Anyway, listen to what he said. The Shliach Tzibur said, Amar, he said, Yata, when the Kohen Gadol came out of the Kodesh Kedoshim, V'hinicho al Kain Sheini Shebeheichol, he put down the bowl on the second cane, on the second stand. Then, not al Dama Par, he took the Dama Par, V'hiniach Dama Sa'ir. And then, he placed the Dama Par, and he put down the Dama Sa'ir. So Amalei, so he said to him, Chadik Rabbanu, Chadik Yehuda. You're holding like both. On the one hand, you're holding two stands, but on the other hand, you're holding, you picked up one before you put down the other one. If you have two stands, you don't have to do that. Therefore, Rabbi told him, change the girsa. Ema, rather, it should say, Hiniach Dama Seir. First, you put down the Dama Seir. You hold this two, fine. First, you put down the Dama Seir. Then, you put down the Dama Par. Then, you can take the Dama Par. There's no reason you have to hold them both in one hand, at one time. There's two stands. So he told him to correct the girsa. Fine. Now the next discussion is going to be the sprinklings that were done in the Heichal, in the Kodesh, toward the Peroches of the Kodesh Kedosh. That's the next discussion. Toward that Peroches. We've done two sprinklings inside the Kodesh Kedosh, toward the Aron. Now he went outside and did the same two sprinklings facing the Peroches. Then he's going to mix the dam of the blood and the goat together and apply it in the mizbeach. Let's fry this dam. So this is what up to right now. He's going to have the two bowls there on the stand and he's going to be sprinkling toward the peroches. Which peroches? So again, the mafarshim say in the first place of mikdash, it was the peroches that covered the door. They said there was a doorway. It was a peroches. In the second base of mikdash, it was the whole thing was a peroches.
Tana Rabbana.
It says in the Torah. And so you should do in the Ohel Moed. Which means, apparently, whatever you did in the Kodesh Kedoshim, do the same thing here. Just do the same thing.
Ma Talmud Lomer. What does that mean?
Just like you sprinkled in the Kodesh Kedoshim, do the same thing now outside.
Ma Lefnai V'Lefnim Achas L'Mal V'Shev L'Mata
V'Dama Par. Just like the Dama Par was 1 and 7.
Right, kach mazeh behechol.
So too, doing the hechol 1 and 7.
Ukeshem shalafnai v'lafnim achas l'mal v'shev l'mata midam ha'seir.
So too, it was 1 and 7 with the dam ha'seir.
Kach mazeh behechol. So too, you should do in the hechol.
I have three lines of Agadata. It says in the Torah, hashochein osam, hashochein itam besoch tumasam. Right, that you should be there. Hashem is hashochein osam itam. Hashem dwells with you besoch tumasam, even in their tuma.
So a few of b'shas shehein tameim, even when the bnei Yisrael are tamei, shechina imahem, the shechina is still with them.
This is a lot of Yom Kippur, a lot of Tisha B'av Torah on this. Even we're in galus, Hashem is in galus too. Even though we said yesterday that when they walked in 2 days ago, they saw the embracing of the kruvim. We said that it was a sign that Hashem was that it was like a goodbye, a parting embrace. On some level, Hashem's with us as well. Hashem's in galus as well.
Now, Amal Ehud Tzaduki Lur Bichanina, Tzaduki said to Rabbi Chanina, after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Bari Tamei Matun.
You are certainly Tamei. You're certainly Tamei. You're certainly Tamei.
What does that mean? Rashi says, Veina Shechina Veinechem Shor V'Tumah.
Hashem's not with you. Hashem's not with you.
Why? Because the Ksiv, it says, we're going to read this tonight, Tumasa Bishuleha.
The Tumah is on her hem. Rashi, the Mefarshim explained, those pluk in the beginning of Eicha that the Bnei Yisrael are compared to like a Nida, who's Tamei, who's defiled, no one goes near her. But so too Klai Yisrael is like that.
So the Pasuk says, Tumasa Bishuleha.
The Tuma is on her hem, meaning like the blood's dripping out, it's on her clothing. It's repulsive. It's right. So no one's interested in that. So too, you are rejected. So too, you are rejected.
So, Amalei. So they answered back to the
Tzaduki. No, Tachazi Maksivu. Look what it says in the Torah. Hashochin itam b'sof tumasam. What do you mean? Hashem's with us.
Afilu b'zman shayin tameim shkina shor b'neim.
The shkina is here. So what is it? So okay, that's the end of the Agadah. So now we're back to tomorrow. So what does that pasuk mean then? What does that pasuk mean? So I saw last night one of the medrashim, a medrash that says that pasuk is a reference to Gehenna. It's about the reverence of Gehenna.
There'll be cleansing. The tumah will have to be cleansed in Gehenna. But we don't agree with the tzedukim. We don't agree with that once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that Hashem was no longer around. We don't. He rejected us. We don't agree with that at all. The proof is in the pudding. After the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, there were no tzedukim anymore. The whole movement fell apart. It was all tied to the temple. Once there was no temple, they were gone. Because that all their services were all temple based. I don't know exactly why, but once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the tzedukim were gone. Maybe it lasted a few years, maybe a generation or two. That's it. They're no longer. What's tzedukim today? They don't exist. There's a shul in Yerushalayim. They have a for the Karayim. That you still have. It's still around. Shabbat Tzvi followers are still around in certain places. Tzedukim are gone. They're gone. All their Torah, Shabbat Tzav, it's all gone. But the Purushim, the ones that adhere to the Torah, they're not gone. They're still here. We're sitting here doing Daf Yomi right now. So here's the Gemara's going to ask. V'chi davar halamei behekish, chozeh umalamei behekish? Can something that's learned out with a hekish then go ahead and teach you another hekish? Why? How do we know that the sprinklings of the seir and the par are 1 and 7? Yesterday we spent the whole Amud Aleph. It's a hekish. It says 1 over there, it says 7 over there. The whole thing is a comparison. Now we're going to use those two comparisons and make another comparison for what's done in the Heichal? What? No, but the idea is that we had a Hekish to compare Da of Seir and Par. Now we're going to use that Hekish to teach me what's done in the Heichal. The problem with that is, in Kachim you're not allowed to do that. That's the only problem. In Kachim you're not allowed to learn a Hekish and then another Hekish. The rest of the Torah you are, not in Kachim. It's in Zvachim, why you're not allowed to do that. I don't even remember why, but you're not allowed to do that. So by Kachim it's not a problem. Okay? So you can't have a second Hekish building on a first Hekish when it comes to Kachim. So how could you learn that what's done in the Heichal is the same thing that's done inside? It's a Hekish. It's two Hekishes. So the Gemara says, no. Chai Haimenu v'davar acharhu. V'lo have a Hekish. We know certain halachos that's done in the Heichal. We know certain things are done in the Heichal. It's just details that we don't know. It's just details. That we could do. That doesn't violate the rule. Right? The Torah says that Rashi points out that Hekish Rishon Lav Hekishu Shire Bin Par Bein Seir Ksiv Ma'alumata. The first Hekish is not really a Hekish. Because we know it says by the Seir one above, it says by the Par 7 below. Therefore, it's not a true Hekish over there by the power of the Seir. Ella, Ez Haminyan. The only thing we needed was the numbers. That's the only thing we needed for that Hekish. That's not really a Hekish. Right? Hilkach, Kolchad V'chad Me'atzmo Lamad. Mixas. Each one's learning only a little bit, only part. V'davar Acher Mitzioso. The mixas, and then I need the other animal to finish the job. It's not really a hekish. The ainzel limid behekish. The hechi dami hekish. What would be a genuine hekish? She ain choze umalami behu. If it didn't say bu kigon imlo namar lamata b'seir klal. If it wouldn't say anything but the seir lamata, it wouldn't say a word. That would be a genuine hekish. But it does say lamata. What don't we know? We don't know how many. Okay, so we use the pie to tell me how many. Oh, or Lamailo Bapalo Namar Klal. Ulando Habahemo Zumi Zuba Hekish. Hainu Hekish Eno Chosem Lama Hekish. That's a genuine Hekish. If it wouldn't say any sprinklings by one animal, and we would make a Hekish, whatever it says by A, we apply it to B. That's a real Hekish. What's the Hekish over here? How many? That's not a Hekish. Therefore, it doesn't violate the rule.
And then out the Heichal,
that's a real Hekish. That's a real Hekish.
We knew there was sprinkling.
So that's the Gemara's going to be the second answer. We're going to say that the whole thing is not it. Right, that's going to be the second answer. So that's about focus about that issue. Is that a hekish or not? So what if that's a genuine hekish? Some say that's a hekish. Yes. What did we use to compare seir and par? Only numbers. Only how many. That's enough of a hekish. That's enough. So then, Michael and Neymar. So the answer is, Mekomos hu degemiri mehadadi. The only thing Rashi explains, ain ze hekish halomid bin a hekish. Shrei behekish rishon lamdu behemo zumizu, v'ases domakash rasal damapar, uvekash shedi lo hukash shum dover, lotseis mena behemos, lamar bimenu, elaha mekomos. What the Gemara is answering is, the second hekish is not a hekish.
It just tells me where. All the rules are learned out from the first Hekesh. What am I learning out from the second Hekesh? Just outside as well. Just in the Hekel as well. Again, same answer. That's not really a Hekesh. It's even weaker than the first case. Weaker than the numbers. It's just Mekomos. That's not a Hekesh. Therefore, it doesn't violate the rule according to everybody. Or, you could say, Chutz mi bifnim. Learning what goes on, Chutz. Here, Chutz is the Hekel. Learning what goes on in the Hekel. Mi bifnim. What goes on inside. What goes on inside, meaning the power in the Seir. V'chad dezim negamer. It's one huge Hekesh. Which I know you were thinking. It's one big Hekesh. Either a detail within this gigantic Hekesh that are also without from a Hekesh. That's not a problem. So we've got around that technicality. We've got around that problem. It's not a Hekesh. Tana. Kishu maze, eno maze ala paroches. When they would sprinkle on the paroches, they wouldn't try to hit the paroches. Ela kineged ha paroches. Only in front of the paroches. Just like by the Aron. Same business. Amar bi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Ani receive a Rome. I was in Rome once. I saw the paroches. V'hava aleha kama tipe damim shalpar v'tzeir shalom kippur. It had a lot of blood still remaining from the dam of the power of the Seir Yom Kippur. I saw it. I saw the stains. Yeah. So when Tzitzis went into the Hekel, he cut the thing and the blood came out. So I saw someone say, this is from the first place of Mikdash, that they saw.
That was in Rome?
Yeah. That's what I saw. Or you could say that even if he cut it, it was a very, very long parochas, the way he cut it. If you want to say, I saw someone was saying, it might not have been an ace, what happened with Tzitzis. So much blood soaked in there, he made it slip, the whole thing came out. But it's hard to say that because it didn't congeal. But either way, it's a kasha. I hear the kasha. If Tzitzis ripped it, then what's it doing in Rome? He took it back anyway. It could be. Anyway, but someone said, I saw someone say it's by the first place to make this. V'dilma par helam davar shel tzibur v'siri avodah zarahavi. Maybe it was the blood of the par helam davar shel tzibur. If the majority of Bnei Israel does an Aveira, so they have to bring they listen to the Sanhedrin and they bring a carbon, and then they realize the Sanhedrin was made a mistake, they bring a carbon. Or if Rov is Oded Avodah Zarah, they bring a carbon. The sprinklings of those components are also on the Hekel. They're also on the Hekel. So maybe it was that blood. How was he so sure it was the blood of the Yom Kippur? So the answer is the Chazi da Avidi Kisidron, because he saw an order. He saw an order to the blood. One row, another row, another row. That's Yom Kippur. We said one above, seven below. The blood of the parallel of Davish al-Tzibur was haphazard. Therefore, it couldn't have been that dam. Utnana megavi parallel of Davish al-Tzibur, kiai gavna, kishu maza, lo hayu nogin v'parochas. It wouldn't try to hit the parochas. V'yamnagu nogin, if it did, it's okay. If it did, it's okay. But it wasn't the goal. Now, Omer Blazer Rabbi Yossi, ani re'isir baromi, I was in Rome. This is another version of what happened. He was in Rome. And he saw many drops of blood, stains, from the Parhel Davar Shel Tzibur and from the Seir Avodah Zarah. How often did that happen? Because it was haphazard. That's what Gemara's going to say. Because it wasn't in order. So, how often did that happen? How often did they bring a Parhel Davar Shel Tzibur already? How often? You would think that the stains were so deep into the material, it was like a once a year, so if it was 400 Yom Kippurs, it stayed. I don't know. Anyway, so the Gemara says the exact opposite question. Maybe it was the power of the Seir of Yom Kippur blood. How do you know it was the blood of the power of Davar Shel Tzibur? So the Gemara answers, it's the Chazinu Davidi Shloki Sidron, because it was not in order. The whole thing was haphazard. So the fact that he saw this in Rome, it doesn't verify anything. It doesn't verify anything. It doesn't verify any halacha. We don't know what the tzitz looked like. We had this a few times. We don't know what the tzitz looked like. Was it Kodesh Lashem in one row, in two rows? Was it backwards? We don't know. So someone once got up and, I was in Rome, I saw it! So we're not interested in what he saw. Right? That didn't be machriya the machlokes. That didn't solve the machlokes. He could see whatever he saw. They still stick to their shitas. Here, no one disputes what he saw. No one has a machloket, but it doesn't. It's just a story. There's no halachic result from this story. Okay, now, Nisarvu lo damim b'damim. Let's say the blood got mixed up with each other. The dam and the seir blood got mixed up before it was supposed to be sprinkled. Now what do you do? Now what do you do? Right, before it got mixed up, now what do you do? So, Amar Rava, Rava says, no sein echas lamala v'sheva lamata, v'olo lakan lakan. Fine, now you have one bowl, this par and seir in here. So do it once above seven, but I'll have mine for both. Mistama, each drop of blood has both. And there's no shear. How much? So you're gonna do both. It'll be fine. So Amru Kamedra of Yirmiyah, they told this void over to Yirmiyah. Amr, he said, Bavloi Tipshoi, the Bavloi was so foolish. Mishum the Yari Ba'arba, the Chashucha, since they live in a dark land, Amri Shmaita, the Mitzchashran. They say things that are dark. They say things that don't make any sense. You know why? Hakayav lamal de seir mikamei matah de par. If you do that, you are going to apply the upper seir before the lower par, and that can't happen. The Torah says the kilo machaperes hakodesh. You have to finish one job before you go to the next one. Kilo dam hapar v'achar kach kilo dam seir. So if you're applying one drop of blood for the upper, and it's going to apply to both animals, you haven't done the lower par yet. You can't apply an upper seir before you finish the par. So Rava, that wasn't a good suggestion. Ella, Amar B'Yirmiyah, you know what B'Yirmiyah says? No. No sin achas lamala v'sheva lamata l'shem hapar. Then, v'chozer v'nozin achas lamala v'sheva lamata l'shem ha-se'ir. That's what you do. You do it once, set above, you have in mind for the se'ir, for the par. Then you do it again, you have in mind for the se'ir. Is that what's your question? What?
If the
dam and seir
is mixed in.
Yeah? So they say that's not a problem. If the dam and the seir is mixed in, it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Why isn't it baltosis? So there's a big discussion over here. Yeah, you're applying two bloods at one time. You're applying the dam and the seir, and you're having in mind it's only for the dam. I'm sorry, you're having in mind it's only for the par. Then you're going to do it again. So at the first sprinkling, you certainly have all the dam there. You just didn't have in mind. So this comes up to the discussion about mitzvah spichas kavana. Can you do this? And the reason why it's not baltosif is some of our shem say, because it's not baltosif, it can't be baltosif if it's not the zman yet. So until you finish the par, there's no zman for the seir. If you take a lulav on Erev Sukkot, that's not baltosif. You didn't do anything. Right? So if you do the dam early, the seir early, it's not baltosif. You didn't do anything. Because when you do the first one on top, you're only having in mind for the par. So you're not being mechavim for that. So it gets into the discussion of Ein Sfirchus. Some say that's why Rava didn't say it, because he holds Ein Sfirchus Kavana. So for him, it wouldn't have been an option. He couldn't say such a thing. So it's happening. Like you said, it's happening. It's there. You can't discard it. Or if Yirmiyah says no, you can discard it. Don't have that in mind. It's going to get more complicated now. Now, this arvelo damim b'damim v'atnas achronos. Let's say you only did the upper dam. This is according to Rashi. You only sprinkled the upper par, and now the blood's got mixed up. So now what do you do? So suffer of Papa kamei drav lemeimar. Rav Papa wanted to say, noseg sheva lamata l'shem par, do seven below l'shem par. Then ulashem seir, then for the seir, then v'chozer v'nosin achas l'mal l'shem seir. Then go do the last one for the seir. That's what Rava's suggestion was. So Amalei Rava, wait a minute. Ad hashad karolei tipshoi. Before they called us foolish. V'hashad now tipshoi to tipshoi. That's doubly foolish. You know why? To come gamrin lo, because they taught us what to do. V'lo gamrin, and you didn't even listen. Why not? V'ha kayav mata the seir mekamei l'mal the seir. If you do that, you're going to be doing the lower se'ir before the upper se'ir. That can't be done. Why did he suggest it? Because he wanted to cover himself. He wanted to cover himself for the par, to make sure he's getting all the blood of the par. Therefore, Vatora Amra, Tein Lamala. First you have to do the upper, Kach Lamata, then the lower. So you can't do that. Ela Amar Rava, Rava says, no. No Sein Sheva Lamata L'Shem Par. The chos ever no saying echad lamal of a shevel lamal to l'shem seir. Right, so that's the question. Did he agree? Did he agree? Did he retract? Right. Or only here it's worse? Right. Right. Now, this Arulo Kosos Bikosos, let's say they got mixed up into other cups and you don't know which one's which. Right, Rashi says, She'eno makir, eza kos shel par, eza kos shel seir. So what do you do? No saying v'chozer, v'no saying v'chozer, v'no saying shalosh pa'amim. What you do is, you sprinkle now three times. You take the blood from bowl number one, you don't know what it is. Then blood bowl number two, then bowl number one again. If bowl number one is the par, then you've done that right. Then bowl number two, you've done right. Then you go back and do bowl number one. That doesn't hurt you. There's no downside to that. If part of bowl number one is the seir, then the first sprinkling is nothing. And then you do two, which is the par, and then back to one, which is the seir. No problems. It has to go in order. The par has to go first. What? Right, so the whole discussion here about how does the kavana work, and what about Baal Tosef? So this goes back and forth. Now, mitzvah dam in this arvulo. Let's say you took a third cup now and mixed both into the third cup. So you have a cup of par, a cup of seir, and then a cup of both. The question is going to be, what do you do with that third cup? So what are the choices? So first of all, the Gemara says, pshita, it's obvious, ki yahiv mevadoyin yahiv mineh, that you only sprinkle what the vaday is. Right? That's clear. Even though, on Amud Aleph we said, that if they get mixed up together, you could sprinkle it from one mixture. We said you could do that. That's a b'di'evet. We prefer you didn't do that, for the obvious reasons. But b'di'evet, we'll allow it. But if you don't have to do that, don't do that. So if you took the blood to the dam in the seir and put them into a third cup, but you still have the dam in the seir intact, then obviously only use those bowls. Don't use the third bowl. Now what do you do with the third bowl? There's two things you could do. Either it's called shirayim, in which case it gets poured into the yisod of the mizbeach, or it's called dachui, pushed off, no good, puzzle, and then you pour it into an ama, and it goes to the nachal kidron. Those are the choices that we could do with this extra dam. There's going to be two, both sides, what to do with it. Miu, hanach shirayim, havu, what about the shirayim? What about the third bowl? Dili yisod azli? Does it go to the yisod? Because it's shirayim? Oh, dilma, or maybe dechoyin havi azli. It's dechoy, and it goes to the la'ama, it goes to the ama. What do you do with this third bowl? So Amar of Papa, or Papa says, afil amanda amar kos echad osech haveru shirayim. Even according to the one who holds, if you have one cup, then everything left in that cup is shirayim.
One you know is par.
We'll see in a minute. We'll see in a minute. Who cares? Let's say you have a regular animal. You do a shechita. You receive the blood in a cup. You sprinkle the blood. What do you do with the rest of that blood? It's certainly shirayim. You pour it into the yisod. Afil l'man de'amar kos echad osi chaveu shirayim. Even according to the one who holds that, hani mili hechu de'iboy l'meisav marci yoev. If you wanted to use the other blood, you could certainly use it. What? Let's say you want to do more sprinklings, or it's still available for you for use. It's still valid for use. So it has kedusha. The blood has kedusha. It's not pasul blood. Therefore, it'll be sprinkled in the shirayim. It'll be shirayim. I have a high, but over here the e boy lemeisa flow mati yoyef. You can't use this blood. Why can't you use it? Because you have better blood. We did say Raman Aleph, you can use it. That's a bit of it. Here you have good blood, so maybe it shouldn't go to the shirayim. Maybe this is called puzzle because you ruined it. You yourself did that. I don't know why you did that. You took the two and you poured it to a third. Now it's all mixed up. That's no good. You can't use that. Yes, if it's the only one you have, we said, if they got mixed up, you could do it. But it's not ideal. Been cautious on that. So long. So you can't, then it wouldn't be considered shirayim. It would be considered puzzle, and it could spill down the ama. So amale Rav Huna, bridge of Yeshua, Lord of Papa, Adra, but just the opposite. Afilut l'man d'amar kos echad osech haveru dichui. Even if you hold
a very chumer dikashita, that if the rest of the dan that wasn't used, that goes to dichoy. It's no longer fit for anything. It goes to dichoy. Hani mili dicha biyadayim. That's because you were dichoy it by not using it. Abel hacha, but over here, the lo dicha biyadayim. No, you didn't do anything. All you did was pour it into a third cup. You didn't reject it. In the first case, in a regular carbon, by not using the blood, by the definition, you rejected it. Hey, you didn't reject it. So then, lo, maybe I would say it's not called dichoy. So I don't know what to say. So, Ditanya, let's try to bring an answer. Lamailahu Omer, there's one pasuk that says, V'yazdomo yishpoch. I think that pasuk is by the seer of the Nasi. It says, V'yazdomo yishpoch. You pour out the blood. Ulamatu Omer, and in another pasuk it says, V'yazkoldomo yishpoch. All the blood you spill out. Now, the Gemara says as follows. Minayin, how do I know? L'chatos, you have a chatos, shel kibel doma ba'arba kosos. Let's say a guy did a strange thing. He took a chatos, a regular chatos, and he shechted it, and he was makabel dam in four different cups. And the chatos has four sprinklings. So he's going to use one cup for each sprinkling. Right? Makabel dam of arba kosos, v'nos in maza achas u'maza achas. And then he took one, each cup, he did one sprinkling with each cup. What do you do with the leftover dam? It's going to be machlokas. First, by the way, it says, shekul nishpach in liyisod. All of it goes to the Yisod. You know why? It's all Kodesh. Talmud Lomar. What if you took four cups, but you only did the sprinkling with one of the cups? What do you do with the other three cups? Huh? Talmud Lomar is Domo Yishpoch. Who nishpoch liyisod? No, the first one, the one with the leftover dam that you use, that goes to the yisod. The hay nishpoch la'ama, but the rest go to the ama. Why? Because they rejected. You never used them. Rabbi Elazar Berub Shimon Omer. No, minayin lechatos. How do you know? Shekibel dam arba kosos. V'nosin arba matos ba'achas mehen. He only used one. He only used one cup. Exactly. Shekul nishpoch liyisod. Talmud Lomar, v'yes kol dama yishpoch. So it's a machlokes, what you do with this dam. It's a machlokes. So what in our, so now back to Yom Kippur, in our case, right, so it's a machlokes over there. If you have dam that is roi, but you don't use it, what do you do with it? Does it go to the ama, or does it go to the yisod? It's a machlokes. Right, how could you have dam that's roi that you don't use? Very simple. You can't catch it with four cups. Everybody agrees that the dam in the cup you use goes to the yisod. Everybody agrees that's called shirayim. Everybody agrees to that. If a bowl of dam you sprinkle, what's left over is shirayim. Not dichui. The only way it can be dichui is if it's an other cup. So what'd you do that for? I don't know. But now that it's an other cup, you never used it. So what do you do with that blood? It's a machlokas. So getting back to Yom Kippur, so it's a machlokas. What do you do here? What do you do here? You took two bloods, you made it into a third bowl, what do you do now? Now, so we don't answer that. However, the Gemara just adds off, Ula Bilazib of Shimon, Hoksiv Yazdomo Yishpoch. Wait a minute, but it does say Yazdomo Yishpoch. Meaning, according to Lazar of Shimon, then whatever goes to the Amma, whatever is considered rejected dam. If all of it's good, then what's no good? It does say in the Torah, there is some dam out there that's going to be rejected. It says, yeah, you know what that is? Amar Vashi, L'mute Shirayim Shebetar V'Behema. Yeah, the Shirayim of the Behema. The Shirayim that comes out when you do the Shechita, after the dam tamtit, after the lifeblood comes out, you stand there with a cup and hold, that's not right. That's going to go to be poured out to the Amma. What? Maybe you would think, as long as it's standing there, as long as it's still in the parsha of dam, maybe it's just still. Right. Right. Wait, don't leave for a second. Don't. So we finished the daf. We're up to fine. That's the end of today's daf. Tomorrow we're not meeting. Tomorrow's Tisha B'Av. I saw yesterday someone in the Mefarshim say you can spend your whole life learning what you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. That's how much there is to learn on Tisha B'Av. So we're not gonna be without learning. It's just not gonna be daf yomi. And we will resume on Friday morning. Everybody have a meaningful fast.